And I can definitely see how folks might, you know? Because it was like a wave that sort of carried me along. And I like to believe that had I, you know, the benefit of 20/20 vision, I would be down nonetheless. I do think that's the case. And there is no benefit from hindsight, truly, because it's really about experiencing in your body. And you can't imagine that. You just can't. So you can't, nobody can like articulate, well, this is going to happen and that's going to happen. It's like childbirth, I guess. That's a bad comparison. I'm sorry, but I can't think of another one at the moment. But if somebody had said it's going to feel like, at least for me, being drawn and quartered, would you still do it? You know, and you say, of course. But when you're being drawn and quartered, you know, that's something else again, right? But I'd like to think that even had I been asked, as I was being drawn and quartered, you still want to go through with this, honey? That I would have had the heart to say, but of course, there's this gorgeous babe at the end. It's all worth it. Well, there is this amazing future at the end, and it is all worth it. Where was I? I have not the benefit of a clean printout at the moment because my son's not around, and his is the only machine I can print with. For a long story, another, I got lots of little long stories. So this is my scribbles all over it. All right, we were just saying how power is trying to work us out of the equation. At the same time, capital's, and this is, I'm quoting, capital's increasing search for safe havens from organized labor unrest carries with it. Oh, I didn't read the last paragraph. Okay, so yeah, they're trying to reduce the size of labor input. As a result, there has perforce been a rising level of material well-being for a significant sector of workers and a deepening relative immiseration of many others. Their chief tactic, you reward, you elevate a few, give them a sweet deal, and keep them busy, keep them snowed. Convince them they're doing something honorable and noble, and keep their eyes diverted from looking below at the horror beneath. So they elevate a few, while at the same time there is a deepening relative immiseration of many others, hence an absolute and relative increase in inequality globally, in the inequalities of well-being among the world's workers. There has been thus a widening scope for the mechanism of unequal exchange in world-scale accumulation. At the same time, capital's increasing search for safe havens from organized labor unrest carries with it, of course, a growing relocation of industrial proletarianization and hence of collective efforts to control that process and or to ameliorate its effects. The net result may well be an increasingly class-conscious focus to the nationalist sentiment that pervades the zones outside the core, particularly in semi-peripheral states. Similar phenomena are increasingly occurring in socialist states, notably, but certainly not only, in Poland. In this context, we should consider further Sol Rethel's point about how global power's design of the global class work system, i.e., a work system that's global in scope, how it so continuously and increasingly fragments our work experience that we feel it as external and superior to us. I.e., as disempowering. And this is a key point. And I'm looking at the clock. And I have to apologize. We have to continue. But I think it will be perhaps okay to simultaneously, I think it actually is a smoother segue, I guess you could say, into Alice Miller, to go from as Emily said, you know, the outer from the inner derives its magnitude. Well, we're going to go from the outer to the inner in a single show, and that'll be a nice, I think, way to make Emily's, to actually express or demonstrate practically, or with our speech at any rate, with our analysis, with our thought, the point she's making. And as always, I want to thank you for listening, and I love you so much. Words can't express. Until next week, peace.